Vak. We're holding Kuf Ayin, Aleph Sif Zayin. We're about to start a new Sif. Just to recap what took place, just a drop of Sif Vav. There were a lot of Yesaitis in Sif Vav. I want to remind the Elam, there was a basic Machlekes, a fundamental Machlekes between the Mechab and the Ramah. In terms of good or ogud, the Mechab holds that a person is allowed to tie in a good augur even if he doesn't have his own money, even if the point of the good augur is to cause the sale of the property. I'm not coming to buy your chelik out. What I'm willing to do is I want to force a good augur that let's sell our property out to somebody else and we'll divide what the proceeds that he's giving, and that's how I'm saying good augur. If someone's willing to pay $100 for the whole property, so I'm willing to give you half of it, because you own half of the property. He says, as if I'm offering you $50 for your chelik, and that's how I'll invoke a good or a good. That's the Mechab Shita. He doesn't. He doesn't have his own, but he has a buyer lined up who's willing to give $100. Memela, half of it will go to the other party, to the Nitva. And the Ramah argues, the Ramah says, you can't say good or good unless you have your own money. You can't force a sale to others. That's not good or good. Good or good means when you want to buy it for your own hishtamches. Good or good isn't you want to force a sale to a third party. If you're buying it for yourself, you could do a good or good. To force a sale to a third party, you cannot do a good or good. So that's one fundamental machlokes between the Mechab and the Ramah, which we have to revisit tonight in Mi'at Hashem and Sif Zayin. There's another part in Sif Vav that Mi'at Hashem we're going to revisit tonight in Sif Ches, and that's with Negeya to Schiris. In Sif Vav, it mentions that if the field, if the father, the Yashim, the Merchitz from a father, and the father used to rent out, so now when the Yashim got it, they'll continue and they could force each other to rent it out to a third party. If the father was using it for himself and not renting it out, and they yashined it, then they could force each other to use it themselves, and neither could force them to rent it out to a third party. So, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to revisit that as well in Sif Ches. But let's first get...
They yashin the house, the father lived
there. So we're going to get... Well, Belina, let's just flesh it out.
It sounds like he's saying that even if the guy says, I will borrow, I'll borrow and I'll buy.
No, a borrow and a buy is good. That is my said, everyone is moided, that's fine. Even the Ramah is moided b'chiyah gavna. Because borrow and buy is good. I'm borrowing now, it's like my money, and I'm buying it, even though that's not so wichtig. The wichtig is that I'm using it for myself. I'm buying it out, so now I'm going to use it for myself. So that's a proper good or good. The Chuvus HaRosh, where the Ramah is coming from, holds that you only could do good or good if it was l'telus atzmam, that they have a personal shtamches, at least chach with a good or good, one party will be left with his nach. But to force a sale to a third party where no one will end up with their nachla, b'chai gavna, they were never masakin good or good. That's the Shitas HaRamah, or the Yeshayimim HaRamah, which is the Shitas HaRosh. But to borrow, everyone holds that you could borrow and buy. Okay, let's do Sif Zayin. It's very simple. Sif is coming from the Rambam, Zok the Rambam, the Mechaba, Amar Kol Echad Mehem. If you have both parties who are involved in the Shutfis, any kind of, but neither of them are interested in buying out this Shutfis. No one wants it. It's a headache for both of them. They want to get rid of this headache, so they want to sell. So I tell you, do me a favor, buy me out. And you tell me, okay, buy me out. Neither of us want to buy each other out. Fuck yeah, they're both interested in selling it out to other people. Elahinini moicha chelki, I want to sell my chelik to other people, and you want to sell your chelik to other people. We both are masking, we both want to sell to other people. The halach is, moichrim oisa lachem, we will sell the shutvis to other people. Very simple halacha. So what's the chiddush? I mean, if they both want to stand on the head, they both can stand on the head. Whatever they both contractually agree on, what's the problem? So what is the chiddush here?
Maybe there's a clause in the contract that I can't sell it without permission.
So now we both have the permission. They both are masking. You should know, whatever both parties are willing to do, avada halacha, whatever they want, halacha is gone. Just like if you own something, you could sell it yourself. If both of them, whatever they decide together, that overrides any contract that they have, overrides any halacha, whatever they both want to do, they could do. So what's the chiddush here that they could both sell it? So the Nesivis is bothered by this. It's a beautiful Nesivis. Look at the Nesivis Sif Katan Tes. It's mamish all the way at the bottom. Meichin Eisa Lachem. Zok the Nesivis. L'chayra Tumua. This is mamish a pella this halacha. The Maikamash Malon, what is this Chiddush? The Kishashneim writes him that the both parties want Man Makiv, who's stopping them? They both want Gavaldik, so what's the problem? Lechei Nira, Zogdin Nesivis, a Gavaldka Hamasa, we'll call it. He mamish inserts into this machaba a beautiful case. L'chei nirat the kamash malan. Here's the story. Bim yesh l'ruvain koina. One of the shutvim, Ruvain, has already a koina lined up alachotza b'kuf zehuvim. He has someone lined up who's willing to buy it for 100, his chelik. V'shimin yesh loy koina. And Shimon also has a koina. Sh'roi t'litim bada kol reish nun zehuvim. Shimon has a koina who's lined up to buy the entire shutfis for 250. So Reuven has a koina for 100, and Shimon has a koina for the entire shutfis for 250. Yachu Shimon lakuf l'Reuven limkar hakoil. Here Shimon could force Reuven that you must sell it out together with me. You can't just sell off just your chelik to your buyer. You are forced to sell, one second, you're forced to sell together with me for 250. Avshar Reuven roitz limka davka choko bepachas lekroivoy, even though Reuven bedavka doesn't want to join forces with Shimon. He bedavka wants to sell only his own chelik for 100, even though he's taking a loss, because together with Shimon he'll make 125. And he's, no, we're talking about Einberg Kedek
Luka.
Well, in Bekadek Luka, you can sell your chelik.
Right,
so who assume my position? So even though Reuven bets, and if Reuven would join forces with Shimon, he would make 125 for his chelik. But Reuven has a chesed, he'd rather sell it off privately for 100, because he's selling it to his karev. He wants his karev to have a place to live, a place to work, or whatever it is. And it's kedai for him to take that hit. And he wants Bedavka to sell it privately, his own chelik. But Shimon says, no, I want to sell it together for 250. Yachu Shimon l'kaifei. Shimon has the right to force Reuven to sell the chelik together with Shimon. And now this is taka big chiddush. Why you let her do this for? Sokta Nesivis, he explains what's the reason. Beautiful Nesivis. Amnam zehu shapel, l'man desfi relay. This is gevaldik, like the one who says in the previous sif, in the Ramah, the Tshuvis HaRosh, the enu yachol loy megiro igud vem kreenu l'acherim. Normally, I have no right to be tever good or igud if I'm only planning to sell it to a third party. And here, what does Shimon want to do? Shimon really wants to sell it to a third party. That's what he's asking Reuven to do. Let's sell it 250 to a third party. Here, kamash melon de bekan yochalayim a good ata hakol besach reish nun or a good vem kerenu besach reish nun. Here, Shimon, what Shimon's doing is Shimon's causing a good or a good. Shimon is saying, I know you want to sell your private part to $100 to your karev, but I'm forcing you a good eagle on 250, and unless you match my 250, you're stuck and you're going to have to sell it together with me to a third party. Even though the Rosh and the Ramban, the previous Sif, said that you can't do that, that's because Kevin Dikatam Sheinu Yocholei Mekachu Shein Megashin Zemech Nachlosai. You can't bounce the other guy out of his Nachlo Bishvil Ribu Damim Shalzeh just because you want to make a profit. That was as far as Harosh. That we want, if you're doing it for yourself and you're going to remain in it, Beseda, so you're keeping an Achla, that's Gevaldik. But if you're doing it to sell to a third party, that you're only doing it to profit, but not to use for yourself, and with that you should bounce the other guy out of his Nachla, that's Einu Bedin, that's not fair. Zokter Nesivis, that's Gevaldik and Sivov. Where you're right. How do you have a right to throw this guy out of his nakhla? He wants to stay there, and you're bouncing him out because you want to sell to a third party. That's not fair. But vahaka. But over here, Hasheni Gamkin writes to Lemaychra. Reuven himself also wants to sell it. No one wants to stay in the nakhla. Ha, Reuven, you want to sell also. So you don't have a tiny. You want your nakhla. You want to sell also. Now I'm invoking a good argument. I'm saying reish nun. I'm saying 250. And if you can't match the 250, you're forced to sell it with me to a third party, and you can't sell your chelik out privately.
Only the fact that he's going to gain more by selling it for 250. Let's say I find a scenario that you find a guy that he'll buy you my property for 100 and a half, but I can only find a guy who will only buy it if he can buy the whole property for 200.
We're going to get to it. We'll get to it. Excellent. Okay. So the Nesiva says Gishmak Cheshbin, that here even the Rama would be moida, because always the reason why the Rama is not moida is because how do you bounce that guy out? Because you want a profit. But here, Reuven already disclosed to everyone that he wants to sell out also. He already revealed that. So then, you're not bouncing him out. He wants to be bounced out. He doesn't care about his own nakla. He doesn't care about his own nakla. So now I'm going to invoke a good ogad, reish nun, 250. And if you can't match 250, you're going to be stuck. So Zokta Nesivis, this is very good. Why you need a chiddush and siv zayin to tell you that here the Rama would be moida. Ach leha Rambam, but like the Rambam, namely the Machab and Sivob, the three related Talmud Yacholay Mekach, that always you could force a good or igud to sell to a third party. What's the big chiddush in my case? I inserted a story into this machaba. But this is also pashut. Avada Shimon could force Reuven to sell it together to a third party because it's a regular gedor igud. And everyone could cause a gedor igud to sell it to a third party, like we said in Sivav. And this halakha of Zayin is coming from the Rambam. So the Rambam and Mechaba Sheet and Sivav hold that you could always force a gedor igud by selling it to a third party. So what's the chiddush over here in Siv Zayin? It's a double pashut. So there the Nesiva says, Ve'efsha, like a doichik eshteko, but ve'efsha, the Rambam gan kein lo yisriel ekein. Even the Rambam, and even the Machab and Tzivov, who say that you could force a good egg by selling to a third party, really don't hold like that. They only hold like that, rak ba'ashir v'oni. Only over there, remember, we're talking about one guy who's wealthy and one guy who's poor, and the wealthy guy wants to use the base hamercha, so the base habad, and the poor guy never has stock, he has no use out of it, he has nothing to use it for, he doesn't have a vodim, he doesn't have a novim to press, he has nothing out of this press. So what is he going to do? Twiddle his thumbs? He has nothing from it. So there, they allowed him to do a good or a good chutz to get out his money, chutz to get his equity out. They allowed a good or a good because he's an ani. Sheyesh hefzit gadol ani. If you don't allow him such a good or a good, he can't afford to buy it himself, and he can't afford to use it, so he has nothing from it. It's terrible. So because of the hefzit gadol, therefore we allowed a good or a good idea selling to a third party. Avol, belav hachi, if it would be two wealthy people, if he wouldn't be having a hefzagod, or wouldn't be talking about an ani, einu yachol leimekein, he cannot force a gedor igud by selling it to a third party. A big chiddush. That which the Mechaba says before, in Sivav, that you could do a gedor igud like they selling it to a third party, is only by an ani, because Nebuch, otherwise he has nothing out of this property. But, if he would be an usher and he could use it himself, we could maybe do a good egget to buy for himself, but he could use it for himself, then we never gave them the right of a good egget to sell to a third party. And the Melo, that means the Macham is moided to Ramah. Macham only argues by an ani. Big chiddush, a big hamas in the machaba. Memela zakte. Now it's very geschmack. What's the chiddush over here is? The chiddush is bekan, even by an asher, where normally the machaba is moided to the Ramah, that you cannot say good or good by selling it to a third party. Here you could do that. Yacholay mekay metama now, for the same chiddush I said before in the Rosh, is that since Reuven already revealed that he's willing to sell it, he wants to sell it, so yes, Shimon could bounce him out even by a good egged by selling it to a third party. That is the chiddush. Beautiful nesivis, hamos in the machaba, but beautiful nesivis. Nesivis is being machadish that this works because it's a good egged by selling to a third party, that even the Ramah and even the machaba is Moed's Ramah, only that wouldn't work, but here it would work because the first guy was also willing to sell it out. All right, that is the nesivis. Now, L'chayro, let's just take apart this nesivis a bit. It's beautiful nesivis, but let's just take apart. Just play this out. Reuven wants to sell to his kariv, and Shimon insists, no, I want to sell to a third party. And he's invoking a good or igud. I want to sell to a third party for 250, and that's my good or igud. It means I'm offering you basically 125 for your half. So now Reuven is challenged, and he has to answer to that, right? So the Nesiva says he's stuck, he's going to have to go along with Shimon. Why can't Reuven say, that's very nice, but I want to sell it out anyway to my Karev. I'll sell my Chelek out with my Karev, and now you'll deal with my Karev with your good nonsense. I'm not interested in participating, it's going to be good, and I'm going to pull the rug under you. I'll sell out my Chelek, let my Karev assume my position, and now deal with my Karev. Drive him crazy, do whatever you want. My Karev is a chavra man, he knows how to deal with you, and I'm not, and I'm out of here. Let me sell out to this Karev, and I'll take it a step further. And now when you're going to go to the Karev and tell the Karev, good or igud, because here the Ramah is Maida, because I have a Nesivist, and the Nesivist says that when you want to sell, the Ramah is Maida, my car will tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not interested in selling. I like the place. I want to stay. So now you can't even tie a good egged against me. I could really mess Shimon up. I'll sell out my chelik to my kariv, because I have a right to sell my chayfits out, and now deal with him, and then when you're going to want to invoke a good egged to my kariv, he's going to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. What good egged? You don't want to buy it for yourself. You can't do a good egged idea selling it to a third party. The Ramah says you can't. And your nesivis that you quote, so again, I'm going to use against you. Your nesivis says that even the mechab is moida that you can't invoke a good egged by selling it to a third party. Only by an ani, which you're not. So memela, you can't invoke a good egged on me because I'm willing to stay here.
Huh?
It's not klotze. Now it's every not klotze doesn't mean that you got it, but Yerusha. Not klotze means that you own it. It's a kinyan kesef. Now it's mine. So what's the problem? Now I feel him that I'm wrong. I feel him to learn that once Shimon invoked a good rigid properly to Reuven, so even though Reuven sells it off to his Karev, the Karev has to assume Reuven's position. So he can't be stronger than Reuven. And Reuven is already mechuyev to answer to Shimon's good rigid. But say this, so my Karev will answer the good rigid. My Karev will buy you out. My Karev wants the property, Taka. He'll buy you out. It's not a problem. He'll deal with you. He'll pay you 125 for your chelik, and he'll buy you out. But why am I forced to sell it to a third party for 250? Maybe, maybe not. So deal with him. Talk to him. But why am I mechuyev? Shadis Nesivis makes a hanocha here that I'm mechuyev to now participate and work with you to sell it to a third party. Why? If I want to sell to my karev, let me still sell to my karev. If you recall, there was a sma. The sma said, we chapped it in at the end of the last year, the sma in Sivkot and Tezayin, when it says over there, Yitchoy ka'osher is ani, if he's going to pay pachus mishavyav, if the usher offers the ani less than its real value, he could mamish squeeze the ani, Yitchoy ha'ani, and that's not fear. The sma says, how could he squeeze the ani, let the ani just sell his chelik out to someone else. So the Sma says, and the Kham is talking about where you can't find someone to assume his position. If I say in the Sma, in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if you could find someone to assume your position, you have a right to let someone assume your position. So that's what Reuven should be doing here too. Let Reuven get his karev, assume his position, and now deal with my karev. Break your head with my karev. He'll do good rigor with you, he won't do good rigor with you. Whatever, deal with him. But why? Why am I knocked out of here and I got to deal with you? Baruch Hashem, I found there's a sefer, Erech Mishon, is a Peleyev. So he has, in Simon Samach, he basically asked this kasha, that what's going on. The Tabas HaChoshen deals with it. He quotes a sefer. I don't know, he doesn't say who it is, but Pashas, he means a sefer, Erech Mishon. What's going on here? It's Mamish Apella on this Nesivis. And what I believe then, it's Muchach in the Nesivis, that Nesivis argues with the Sma. The Nesivis holds that once a Teveya invokes good or igud, now the Nitva is locked in. He has to respond to that good or igud. He could say good, he could say igud, but he has no ability to sell it off to someone else. The Teveya already put his shibud, his claws on your chelik, and that's it, you're stuck. You're now caught in this, then you got to participate in this process called good igud. You can't sell your chelik off to somebody else. It's too late. Had you sold it to your karev a minute ago before I invoked it, but right now it's too late. You're trapped here and you can't do it. If you remember, we were medayik the same thing when the Chubis Maram Rattenberg, Ha'achroinim, that Pesach Tshuva brings down. He has a similar story where one guy is offering. He says that the market value for the whole property, when we look Pachas Meshavi, we look at the whole property in its entirety, and if the whole property is worth 400, let's say, so as long as he offers 200 for his shutav, that's fine. Even though the shutav can now find someone else, let's say for 250 for his own half, it's too late. He cannot sell it off. It's too late. He has to participate in the process of the gid egad. So lechayra, what's muchach in this nesivis is the same thing, that the nesivis has to hold like that. Otherwise, it's a pella. What does he talk about? Let Reuven still sell it to his karif. It's a chiddush. It means the basic fundamental shaila we have in good or igud, can the nitva, once a good igud was invoked, could a nitva go ahead and sell it off to a third party to have someone assume his position? And for nesivis, you see, you cannot. Not like this man. Now, once we're here,
let's say he didn't come and offer him not have someone who wants to buy the whole thing. I could find for my part, but you can't find for your part. Is this guy at least allowed to sell this part because he could find a guy to buy it?
What do you mean? Who can? Who's Reuven Shimon?
Good argument.
Right, so you could do good argument. It means he found a buyer.
No.
A regular case of good argument. If you have a regular case of good argument, then the nitva has to participate.
No.
Right. Good.
Each one allowed to sell it out to third party.
They
could be one person, could be two people.
They're both in them. They join. That's what the Nesivis says. Moichon lachem means that one could force the other to join him in the sale to other people.
If he found the guy that wants to buy the whole,
correct.
Let's say
so very good. So each one will sell off their half. That's very good. But that's no chiddush. But that's no chiddush. That's mamish no chiddush.
But they're allowed to deal with their
ego. I've added they're allowed to. Because there was no good invoke. But once there's a good invoke,
we're talking about a good
invoke. No, the case in the Maccabi is that there's no good ego. If you're telling me that the case is that each one only wants to sell his half, then that's not good ego. Good ego means I want to buy you out. So the Nesiva said it's good or good because I want to sell the entire chelik out to their body. So that's good or good. But without that, that's not good or good. So everyone could do whatever they want. All right. Now, once we're here. Sorry, a minute. When I am Tevei Gerigat, now that's my Tzvi is Chal, Chazal made a Takana Gerigat, now you're forced to respond. You got to respond. You can't now, it's too late to sell it out to a third party. Now, once that's the case, if that's what Vashtet and Nesiv is, and that's a big Chiddush, I mean, L'chari Maklek is Akrainim, Sman, Akrashukun against Nesiv, Sman Ramberg, but L'chari that's a big Chiddush, so then Abazai, then you don't need the whole Shtik Otoya to Nesiv Israeli. If you think about it, Sivus may be held as Pasha. But you don't need the whole Shtik HaTorah that here the Rambam is moided to the Ramah, and normally that you can't tie a good ego by selling it to a third party. I can tell you, no, the Rambam never is moided to the Ramah, and the Rambam holds that you can always invoke a good ego, even by an usher, you can always invoke a good ego by selling it to Acherim. And what's the Chiddush of Siv Zayin? The Chiddush of Siv Zayin is that Reuven has to participate. Reuven can't sell his Chelekuf to his Karif. He's going to have to participate. But the less Breiro, he's going to have to work with me. Because it's too late. Once I invoke the Gidigid, he has to respond. The Chayyadach could have been the Chiddush of Siv Zayin. That once you Taveya Gidigid, then Meichin Lachem, you're going to have to sell it to a third party. That was the takana that they made. When they made Gidigid, that was a form of Chalukah. That's what they wanted to do. So they made Gidigid, and now you got to respond to that process. It's too late to sell it off. We got to cause a Chalukah right now, so it's too late. So l'chay, that could have been the chiddush over here. You didn't have to go as a vayt to say, here the Rambam, you don't need that whole shtickle. And then once you're here, then you have the whole, like your type of shaylas. Then you don't have to say you're selling it to a car for less. I could tell you, even if you're selling it to a car for 125, for the same amount, whatever the chedjman is. And I'll give you a different case. Reuven found a buyer for his chelik for 125. There's only one buyer to be found, and Reuven got that buyer first. And Shimon Nebuch is chalishing to sell, but he can't find a buyer just to buy out his chelik. But he found a buyer who's willing to pay 250 for the whole kadoodle, for the whole shutvis. Ma'adin. So din is, same as the lacha. Shimon could force Reuven to do a gid or igid and buy Reuven out. Now, the only thing is, b'chai gamna, Reuven might be able to get the buyer to offer him 125, and now Taket, tell Shimon, okay, all good, I'll buy you out with 125 that I'm getting from my buyer. He could do that. But in Lamdis, even B'chai Gamna, Shimon will force Reuven to respond and participate in the good ego process. Let's say he can only find a buyer, let's say, for 124, let's say, whatever it is. He'll be stuck, that's it. He doesn't want to match the 125 of Shimon. He's going to have to participate with Shimon. He doesn't want to buy, and not only that, even if he finds, I'm going to say it in an extreme case, he has a buyer lined up for 150, only on his chelik, and Shimon found a buyer for the whole shutfis for 250. Shimon could force Reuven to sell his chelik out together with Shimon for only 250, and that means Reuven will only net 125. Why? Because play this out. They're both chalishing to sell, and there's only one buyer to be had on a half a chelik, on a half a shutfis, on one chelik, right? So Reuven is now in a quandary. What is he going to do? If he's going to now take the money and buy Shimon out, he's going to be stuck with the whole shutfis. He doesn't want to be stuck with the shutfis, right? He doesn't want to buy Shimon out himself and then flip it, because then he'll be stuck with his chelik. He's going to be stuck here. So he might be forced, unless Reuven could line up both buyers. And what Reuven could do is first sell out his chelik, sort of line up his guy for 125, take that money, buy Shimon out of his chelik, so now he has the whole package, and then take that whole package and sell it off in the market for that 250. But then he gained nothing. I mean, he could do that, but then at the end of the day, he didn't make any money because he took Reuven's, he sold off, and at the end, ultimately, he only got that 250 in his pocket anyway. But the kitzah, if Reuven will have someone for 150, Shimon could still force him to sell out for only 250 and take a hit. Because Reuven's stuck. What is he going to do? He doesn't want to counter on that good or good. He doesn't want to participate, so he's going to be stuck. He doesn't want to end up with the property. He's chalishing to sell out, so he's going to be stuck with it. So Mamela, he'll have to sell out. He'll have to be partake. He'll have to give everything with Shimon together to sell out for 250. by a koivoy, because his case is much smoother. It means he can't afford to participate in the gadegan. My case is bad. He has a buyer lined up for the money, but then he's going to be stuck with a property which he doesn't want to be stuck with. So memela, he won't do a good agad. All right. At the end of the day, that's a. Okay, so but then yes, if you're not stuck with it, what's he saying? So let me just sell to my garif.
I understand.
Now, I think the reason why he had to say that, because he held that wasn't a chiddush. He held his posh that you're stuck with it. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that here the Rambam's moida. He held that it was a davar posh. I'm saying, l'didan, that l'chayr to makhlek is achrayinim, you could have said that was good for the chiddush. And the chayim, but then Sivis maybe held that was a davar posh. Maybe that wasn't the chiddush. And he needed to say that, oh, the chiddush is the Rambam. All right. All right, Rabbi, so let's move on to Sif Ches. Now, before we...
I'm sure there's an amount which says that I could sell my half, and you could only find the guy who could buy the whole thing. Let's say, if it's going to be less than the value, I'm not...
No, less than the value, we said. You can't do a good or a good less than the value. That we said. I'm talking about when that 250 is the value, but you were able to find someone 150 just for your guy. You can got a windfall of a buyer. Tough luck. You won't be able to sell it to that guy. You have to participate with the good or good, and you're going to have to join Shimon to sell out. All right, let's do Sif Ches. I want to cover Sif Ches tonight, or at least most of it. I just have to give you a Hakdama. Till now, what we had in the Simuk of Ayin Aleph, till now we had a regular Chalukah when it's Yesh Be'Kedei Chalukah. That was the beginning. That's one form of Chalukah. Then we introduced to another form of Chalukah called Gira Agud. That when there's Ein Be'Kedei Chalukah, so what are we going to do? Our hands are tied. There's not enough to split. So then we can invoke a Gira Agud. That was the second form of Chalukah. What Sif Ches is going to be talking about is a third and even fourth form of chalukah. And that is, one is chalukas hazmanim, where if we don't do good or igud, and there's not enough to go around, it's embe kedei chalukah, so we can't divide it for good, but we'll divide it according to time. You'll take it 1 year, and I'll take it another year, and we'll keep on rotating, or you take it a day, and you take the odd days, and I'll take the even days. Time sharing, right? Very good. Time sharing. It would be chalukas hazmanim. That's another type of a chalukah that Chazal allowed. It was a takonas Chazal, just like they were masak and good or agud. They were masak and chalukas hazmanim. Then there's another form of chalukah, sort of, and that is where we'll force each other to rent it out to a third party, and we'll share the profit. We'll share the schiris, and that's also a chalukah, chalukas adamim, chalukas aschiris. We're sharing the aschiris that we are renting it out. That's another form of chalukah. Well, chalukas azmanim is really not a chalukah either, but it's like a chalukah. It's a way, and good or igud is really, you know, but it's like a chalukah, right? It's another way to deal with the problem called a shutif. I have a shutif, I don't want to deal with him. I can't be together with him. So you could cut the pie like this, and cut the pie like that, and cut the pie like this. No, I'm not using it. I don't have to see you anymore. We rent it out to a third party, and we just, checks are sent, direct deposit in the bank account. I have nothing to do with you anymore. I don't know who you are. Finished. Triple net lease. I don't have to deal with you anymore. Okay. So that's another form of chalukah. So it's also gishmak. Very nice. The $1 million problem here, and that's the problem with all the Rishonim and the Gemaras, this is probably the most complex part of Kuf Ayin Aleph, and I hope to sort of skirt this whole complexity, I hope, with an extra dose of Siyata Dishmaya, just give you the bottom line, is how all the forms intertwine with each other. Means, okay, so now we know this, good or igud. On Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, we now know that there are three possibilities, good or igud, schiris, and chalukas hazmanim. I want chalukas hazmanim, and you want schiris. Who wins? I want good igud and you want chalukas hazman. I want good igud and you want schiris, right? How do they all? Who has kedima over the other? That's copy selling it to a third party. But if you do good igud, maybe I have a right to say I'd rather do chalukas hazman. Maybe that's better. Maybe if I can't, maybe I say I'd want to do chalukas hazman. You say I'd rather do good igud. That's better. Maybe. Means here is a whole different class. No, that before was it's a good igud, and now you're trying to sell out and ignore my tviya. You can't ignore my tviya. Once I made lodge the tviya, you got to answer that tviya. Now is you're answering it. You're answering something else. I'm saying chalukas azmanim, and your answer is good igud. It's a whole, let's do that chalukah. That chalukah is maybe a better chalukah. It's a different type of a chalukah. And the shaila is, which one is better? And let's go through the sieve, and we'll hopefully cut something clear, at least how the Mechaber paskins. We'll try at least to get out how the Mechaber paskins, which is basically the Rambam. What I'm going to do is, let's try to just go through the Mechaber and skip over all the Ramas, just to try to concentrate and get the Seder Advarim, and Belina, then we'll go back and put together the Rambam. Okay. Zakta Mechaber. Amar kol echad mehem. Each party says, Eini moicha, I don't want to sell. I'm not interested in selling. Remember, Siv Zayin was, each one said, I don't want to buy, I only want to sell. Now you have the inverse case. Neither wants to sell, they both want to buy. And l'kol echad mehem roitza sheikna chelek havayra, each one wants to force the other guy, I want to buy you out, and you want to buy me out. But neither of them is saying a full good egad, right? I'm not saying good egad, because I'm not interested in selling. I'm only saying egad, half of it. And you're saying back to me, egad. You also don't want to sell out, you also only want to buy. So, the nitva has a choice if the tevei says good or igud, but the tevei didn't say good or igud. The tevei just said igud. I want to buy you out, and your response is I want to buy you out. No, so I'm talking nonsense, and you're talking nonsense.
When you say good, you're basically telling the shifts is over. I'm forcing here a
chalukah, and the chalukah that you could force, Chazal, we learned in Sivav, is called good or igud, and you're not saying that. You're just saying igud. Okay. And I'm saying Igud back. Okay, both of us are not talking Tzimzach. So we both are not saying anything. Or neither of them are interested in buying or selling. They're just happy the way it is. They both want to have a chelik here. So what's the halacha? El Yishur Shutfim. They both want to stay in the Shutfim. So then what is the halacha? We both want to say Shutfim, but not with each other. I want to be in the Shutfim, but just I don't like you. I don't want to deal with you. You're the headache. The property, the asset's beautiful. I just don't want you. And I can't afford to buy you out. Okay, but I don't want to deal with you. And the same thing, you don't like me. So we have a problem here. So the halacha is like this. Dr. Mechabe, Im hoya hamokum osli liskor. If it's a type of item, it's a place, it's a karka, it's a land, which is osli liskor, which is oimit for schiris. The halacha is seichrinaisai. You could rent it out, v'chokim schorei, and we divide the profits, we divide the schiris. That's the regular schiris. Each one of us could force the other one to rent it out.
The whole thing? I want it to myself, yeah.
The vowel, I could force you to rent it out. That's what v'shteitan Makaba. We're just trying to read through the Makaba. Makaba says, I could force a schiris. So it continues the Makaba. V'im eina makam osay lizkor, if the place is not oimit to be rented out, then Zokta Machaba, then there's a distinction. Then we have to know what type of item it is. There's going to be a difference between a chotzer and a merchet. There's going to be a difference between something that we cannot use together to something that we could be'etzim use together. Let's see. Imu chotzer, if it's a chotzer, that's not shaykh for us to be together there because it's hezagriya one from another. I can't deal with you. I can't lay on my beach here in my backyard when you're there and you can't do the same. So we have a problem. We can't share this chatzar together. So the halacha is chalukas hazmanim. Now what we'll do is we'll have to share, time share. We'll have to share it through time. That is, Sheikhnim ba shana shana, you take a year and I take a year. She'ef sheshishkenu shneim kechad, we can't both of us use it together, and they hezagriya. And we can't both of us use it together by dividing it, and you take half and I take half, which would be ideal, because shereim ba din chalukah, because it's no din chalukah. So we have no way for us to split normally. We can't do a chalukah, and we can't both use it. So what are we going to do? So now we have to do chalukas hazmanim. Why do I say that the zman should be a year for? Zokta Machaba, you're going to tell me to split it by days? You know, one day, Sunday you live there, Monday I live there, Tuesday you're there. Every day there will be a mover. Sunday the mover will move in your stuff. Monday we'll have two movers. You're going to go out and I'll go in. And Tuesday, that doesn't make any sense. Ein odom litre kolam et yoyim. Chaba is generous. Even 30 days, it's ridiculous. Every 30 days I have to move, change the address. Kolam et yoyim lefanis michatza lachatza, ela mishana lashana. For a year, that we already could hear. A person can move into a place for a year, it's Mavun, the Gemara like that, that for a year you could live into a place. If you rent out, the Goyin says, because the Gemara, beautiful, if you rent out something for Stam, it's for a year. For a year, for Shana, it's a year, it makes sense. A year is Nemal Aschiris. And Ad HaYayim Grado, we also do that, but most contracts are for a year. At least it's for a year. Most contracts, residential contracts, are for a year. That makes sense. So whatever is normal, that is chalukas hazmanim. In other words, the halach is chalukas hazmanim. What meshach hazman, that's what's considered normal. If you look in the Torah from the Gaonim, he quotes over Tshuvas Gaonim, they say that it's whatever is the normal to rent it out. And it's really not just the Torah, it's mavu like that in the Tshuvas Rashba as well. The Tshuvas Rashba and Chelek Beis, Kuf Memalov says the same thing. That since we find people renting it out for a year, then it's for a year. If you'll have another item that's for less time, let's say you'll have an item, you're sharing an animal or whatever, you're going to do chalukas hazmanim on, so then you'll go what is normal to rent it out. If it's for days, then you do daily, weekly, monthly, whatever the item is normal to rent it out, that you see is an acceptable zman, so then we'll do chalukas hazmanim on that zman. You take it for a month, I'll take it for a month. You take it for a week, I'll take it for a week. So now the Mechaba has this Chaluka called Chalukas Azmanim. Okay, let's continue. Continue the Mechaba, jump over the next Ramah. The Me'echad Yeshlo Shnei Shlishim. What happened? You have Shutvim or not equal Shutvim. One has 2/3. Ve'echad Yeshlo Shlish. And one only has 1/3. I skipped over the Ramah, correct? So what are you going to do now? If one has 2/3, 1/3. So one, in essence, will use it for 2 years, and one is going to use it for 1 year. So what do? Yatilu shnei gairolis. You put into the pot 2 gairolis. Echad mishana. One girl will say on it a year. Ve'echad mishnasayim. And one will say on it 2 years. And you pick it up. And whoever gets picked out first goes first. The guy gets picked out first. The 1 year, so he'll have the first shot, and he stays there a year. If the 2 year guy gets picked out first, so he'll get the first shot. He'll get 2 years, and then the next guy will get 1 year after him. And Echanami, it is the same thing. But the Chiddush here, and the Aruch Hashulchan Taka says that even by 1 year, 1 year, you have to do a girl who goes first. It's true, but the Chiddush here is that don't mess me up and don't say, okay, let's put in 3 girls, each for a year. And you pick and I pick, and we'll see who goes first. You know, somehow we'll do a girl who gets first. We'll put in a girl first and second and third. And then what will end up happening is the guy who has 2 is going to be cut in half. He'll have to do Sunday and Tuesday, and you got Monday. That's not fair to me. You just cut me in half. I have a right to keep my chelik together.
Why shouldn't it be the shot to open the sha'oli beats here? We have to rent it out.
We're going to discuss a chiluk between. Let's get back to it. Let's just first get out the Mechaba. So that's the Mechaba. It says, that's the chiddush, that he has the right, he's entitled to have retufis, his 2 years together. Ad kan divrei Mechaba by a chotzer, because a chotzer you can't be there together because it has a kriya. Now comes the Mechaba and says another classification. V'merchetu, but if it's a bathhouse, which nichnasim b'shneim tamid b'chayayim, that we both need it constantly together and we could use it together. It's big enough for us to use it together and there's no problem of hezekriya. So then the halakha, v'chein kol dovish roilish tamish boi b'yachad, v'eino osay liskor, and so to any item which is normal to be used together, there's no problem of hezekriya or chadayma. We could use it together and it's eino osay liskor, because remember that was the tenai the Mechaba put in all at the beginning. Because if it's osay liskor, we first do schiris. Oh, but when it's eino osay liskor, then, and what's the case? Could go in Sefer Torah, we could both learn from it together. Oy matzo, sheets, mattresses, you can't say, okay, you take it for a day and I take it for a day. Because the guy will say, what do you mean? Well, I want to use this every day. Don't send me out Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. I need it Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays as well. So I need it every day. So then the halacha is that, no, we're mishtamish it together. That's the halacha. You got to mishtamish it together. V'mudav v'shein yichol l'mishtamish b'kechod. Then it's like chatzah chok noisa b'yamim. So the Mechaber sets you up with
No,
B'yamim is if you could use a B'yamim, a Sefer Torah you could use B'yamim, but with some type of item that you could use B'yamim, then it's Yamim. If something item that doesn't make sense to use it for Yamim, like a house, you can't move in and out of a house every day, so then it has to be a normal time period, which is a year. All right, so that's the Mechaber. So let's just... That's it. You're right. So that's dialog. Dialog is if you don't want to invoke a good egot and I don't want to invoke a good egot and it's aimed by kadekaluka, then we're going to have to use it together. That's the dialog. So now here comes the Mechaber. Just repeat the Mechaber, bekitza, besikum advarim. The Mechaber holds, and I want to be medayik in the Mechaber, it's pashut like that. Mechaber starts off. If no one wants to do a good egot, then here goes the following. Vaisais in the Mechaber, that if anyone then wants good egot is supreme. You want kalukas as manim, hishtamshes biyachad, schiris la'achem, and I want good egot, I win. Then good egot is. It's just no one wants good egot, so then we'll do the rest. Okay, that's the Mechaber. Another thing is mavun the Mechaber, for some reason, is that if it's something that's usli liskar, if you could rent out, then rent out is supreme. That's the next on the level. Next on the totem pole is we're going to rent out. That is supreme. That's what the Mechaber says. If, and that seemingly in the Mechaber takes precedence over Chalukas Hazmanim and even Hishtamshus Beyachet, because the Mechaber just starts off, if you could rent it out, rent it out. If you can't rent it out, then there's an afkamina between Chatz and Beis Abad, a Merchus, I mean, whether you could, something that you could use together, you can't use together, but if you could rent it out, you got to rent it out.
Isn't it
telling you all what the usage was until now? Oh, we're going to get to it. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. And Konami, excellent. And it's Mavu like the end of Mechaber at the end too, because Mechaber says, "Can called over Shirei l'shtamish v'ein oyos elisko." So be mishtamish beyachad. If I says if you could, if it's also elisko, then you got to rent it out. And then the Mechaber says, "Oh, now that you're not doing good ogut and you're not renting it out because it's not also elisko, so now we go to the next level. That is that if you could use it together, you got to use it together. And if you can't use it together, then you do chalukas as manim. So that's the Mechaber." So now let's flesh this out. Well, let's go into the sugi with the Machlekes Rishonim, and we'll have to revisit this Mechaber. The Gemara says the following. Actually, let me just tell you that it's a Machlekes Rishonim, which is better, Chalukas Hazmanim or Schiris. If I want to rent it out to other people, the whole package, and you say, no, let's do Chalukas Hazmanim, let's divide the days, the weeks, the months, the years, which is better? Is Schiris better or is Chalukas Hazmanim better? And this is Tali on how to tight up a Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. And you learn through Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, very nice Machlokes Rishonim. But when this Machlokes Rishonim comes out, major nafkamidas in halacha. And so many chidushei dinim, hopefully we'll get to some of them tonight. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. If there's bechlal a concept called Gidur Igud. Rav Yehuda says it's Gidur Igud. When you're stuck by Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, Chazal Masakin Gidur Igud. And Rav Nachman said, nothing doing. There is no Gidur Igud. You're going to bounce me out of my chelik? Nothing doing. There's no such thing as a Gidur Igud. Comes along Rava to Rav Nachman and says, Rebbe, Rav Nachman, you hold there's no such thing as a Gidur Igud. So what's going to be when you have an Evid or Behema Temeya and there was a Becharo Pashat? So one guy yashened two chalagim and one guy yashened one chelik. What are they going to do? How are they going to deal with this behemah? How are they going to deal with this eved? What should they do? Bishlam, if it was a kosher behemah, simple. Shechted, you take 2/3 of the meat, and I take 1/3 of the meat. But it's a behemah tamei, so that's not an option. What are they going to do? Bishlam, Rav Yehuda has the Eitzah Gedogad. It's fine, Gedogad. But you don't allow Gedogad. So what are they going to do? Kzak Rav Nachman, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do Chalukas Hazmanim. The Bechor is going to take it for 2 days, and the Pasha will take it for 1 day. So Sunday and Monday, the Bechor will get Betsy, and Tuesday, Shimon will get the Pasha will get Betsy. And that's how they're going. Wednesday and Thursday, again the Bechor, and then Friday, then again, the Pasha will take this animal. That's Rav Nachman's teretz. Simple Gemara. Small, simple, concise Gemara. Beautiful, right? Frecht Alevi showed him $1 million cash on the Gemara. Rava was asking, what are you going to do when there's a Bechor or Pashat? And if it would be a regular Yerusha, Rava had no problem. If it would be two Pshutim, both of them have a Chelik, and you have Betsy here, what are you going to do? Shech Betsy, you can't eat it. What are they going to do? have the same kasha, Bishlam, Rav Yehuda, you have good agad. But Rav Nachman, you don't know the good agad, what are you going to do? What are they going to do? Rav should have asked that by regular Yerusha. Rav has to, mamish, dream up, oh, there's a Bukhar, and there's a Pasha. What are we going to do then? What happened to a regular case? Every Yerusha, every Shutfis, Rav Nachman, when the Shutfis is not working out great, and you can't do chalukah, then by kadei chalukah, what are they going to do? Okay, we're going to get to it. This kasha is a $1 million kasha, and there's many different pshatim in the Rishonim. And I want to share with the Zayilim two basic pshatim in the Rishonim. Two, and from that comes out a beautiful machlokes. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, it's really others as well, the Ritva says, not a problem. If you have two pshutim, have a simple eitzah, rent it out. No problem, let's rent it out and we'll divide the profits. Simple chalukah, that's a gavashmaka chalukah, we'll rent it out. Why not? It's a pasha, simple. Oh, but by Bechor or Pashit, Dr. Ritva, Eisen, Geschmack, Dr. Ritva, there's a halacha of Bechor is Enu Naito Beroi Kiva Muxik. And he doesn't get his chalik Bechor in the Dava Haroi. And Tzchiris, if you can't use the item itself and your only ownership is Benegea to a future Tzchiris, that's all you have in this item. That's Roy. So what is the Bechor going to do? To rent it out, then he's going to have to divide the rent equally with his Pasha. That's not fair. He's the Bechor. No, he's Muxik in the Parah, but the Schiris is a Dava Roy. And even though the Schiris comes from the Parah, the Rishonim say that since he really can't take over a Chelik in the Parah, because Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, and he can't do a good Agad, so he really doesn't have anything directly in the Parah, only B'negei to Schiris, that's considered a Roy. And Mamela, if it's Roy, hey, it's Roy. He's not going to be able to get his fair share. He won't get his double share. If he rents it out, he's not going to make it. To use it, they don't want to stay together. They really can't deal with this. What are we going to do? Comes along Rav Nachman's Mechadish, hey, there's such a thing called Chalukas Azmanim. And that's going to be the Yetzah. So that's one pshat in the Gemara. What you see from that pshat in the Mahalach in the Gemara is that Rav understood Tzchiris. Tzchiris was Pasha by him. He had a problem, but Bechor Pasha, Tzchiris is really not a good Yetzah. What are you going to do? Comes along Rav Nachman, saves the day that there's such a thing called Chalukas Azmanim. Vayzeis in the Gemara that Tzchiris is better than Chalukas Azmanim. Rather knew Schiris, didn't know Chalukas Azmanim. Rav Nachman said, but the less Breira, when you can't do Schiris, okay, we'll do Chalukas Azmanim.
Chalukas Azmanim,
you could say, as Alam, this may be good. But you see that, still you see that Schiris, but Schiris is better than Chalukas Azmanim. Because Rav understood Schiris and he didn't understand Chalukas Azmanim. It's Mefurusha Gemara Leite Ritva, and these set of Rishainim, is that if you have a choice, Schiris or Chalukas Azmanim, we could force Schiris. I want Schiris, you want Chalukas Azmanim? I force you to rent out your thing. That's one.
And what's the
Lamdas in that? Good. Zakhti Rivash and Veshkav Zayin. Zakhti Rivash. Is which is better? The Ritva holds that Chalukah, that Schiris is better. Why? Chalukas Azmanim, I'm getting it Sunday, I have nothing Monday. You're getting it Monday, you have nothing Sunday. That's not so geschmack. Schiris, we're both using it together constantly, every split second of the day. How? By sharing its profits. The Schiris that's being paid is not being paid only for Sunday and Monday. I'm not taking Sunday's rent and you're taking Monday's rent. We're both sharing Sundays and Mondays and Tuesday's rent. Rivash says every pruta we're sharing. We're sharing, that means we're both nutzing ois, our chalakim in its fullest, totally, be'echus or be'kamis, constantly, together. So that's geschmack. So that's why Schiris is better than Chalukas Azman. By Bechor, you can't there because the Bechor is going to lose its chelik. That's not fair to him. No, because that means he's not deriving his schiris from it. What's the reason why schiris is better? Because he's deriving his ishtamshis, ayyadei schiris. He's not deriving his ishtamshis. You're forcing his schiris. He's only getting one chelik. He lost out his whole second chelik.
But Chalukas Azmanim, the guy who has less, is only having one day, he's having 2 days. I would rather want schiris, but I always have it.
Schiris is better. To the Ritva, Schiris is better. That's it.
No, he's saying that's why you
could force chalukas as mal?
No, that's why you could force schiris. You could force schiris because it's better. Because they're both nuts, they're foolish damshes. How? By shearing the schiris.
So I'm saying in the case where there's a bechor and a pasha.
But bechor pasha, what are you going to do? He can't do it. So that's what he says. But the last prayer, you have to do chalukas as mal.
Yeah, but now he's at a disadvantage.
Well, who's at a disadvantage?
The guy was less
blind. Why is it?
He only has one
verse. He has the same one day. No, he was still, but even his counsel, he's only going to get a third. So the mice, he's only getting a third of the
third.
Okay, fine. Okay. But so that's a chiddush of Reb Nachum. But that does state. Good. So that's Ritva. Good. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, nothing doing. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Hold it from Pshat in the Gemara. Bishloim, if it was a Pashid and a Pashid. Rava knew, Avati, do chalukas azmanim. That makes so much sense, do chalukas azmanim. You take it Sunday, I take it Monday, you take it Tuesday, Wednesday. That's very fear. A very chalukas azmanim, so gishmak. But when he had a Bukhar, a Pashid, Rava had a problem. He said like this. Rava said, play it out. If you have shutvim that are not equal partners, and one has twice as much as the other, so it's not that he just has twice in kamas. He has more in echus. Because, for example, let's say you have to get somewhere that it takes 2 days to get there round trip. So the guy who has a bechor, who has 2 days out of the item, he can get there and get back. But the pashid only has 1 day, can never get there. Because it's a round trip, it's 2 days. He only go half away and he's going to have to turn around. He'll never get to the destination. Means it's not just double. A guy who has more in echus, he could accomplish much more. You have an evid and you have to build a shack. It takes 2 days to build a shack, this porch. If I have the evid for 2 days, I'll have a porch. I have an evid only for 1 day, I won't have a porch. By the time I get him again, it's going to be rained on. I don't know, I'll get ruined. It's going to be chopped up in the middle. It means you gain more by having 2 days retufim over the guy who has one. That was Rav's kasha. Chalukas azmanim is pashit. Rav knew that too. But Rav had a problem. Bechora pashit, what's going to happen? If that meant for Rav Nachman, tough. Chalukas azmanim is a fair chaluka, and I, the pashit, doesn't have enough. That's not my problem. That's his problem. Who caused him not to have enough? He caused himself. He's only a pashit. What should I do about it? He only has one chalik. What should I do about it? That's, because of that, that's not a reason. Means Rava was trying to force Rav Nachman into a corner to agree that it's a concept of good or good. Rav Nachman wiggled out and said, "Wait, what good or good? I don't need good or good. I'll do chalukas azmanim even there. Pchai gavna." And the reason why the pashit is going to lose out because he deserves to lose out. Well, he is. He's a pashit. It is valuable. No, 1 day is valuable. No, we already said that avada has to be. We already said it has to be valuable. So we already said, and 1 day is valuable. For most things, a par is enough for 1 day. For most things, you want to go on a long trip for 2 days. For that, the bukhar will be able to do it. And the pashit won't be able to do it. Memela, that was the shak of Ataya. Comes out Zok Rabbeinu Tam, comes out from his Pshat in the Gemara, the Chalukas Azmanim is better than Schiris. Schiris, no one had to have him in to do Schiris, not Rav, not Rav Nachman, no one was talking about Schiris. Avadid, you do Chalukas Azmanim. And Chalukas Azmanim is better than Schiris. And why is Chalukas Azmanim better than Schiris? Zok the Rivash, right, very good. Zok the Rivash, the reason is because Schiris, I'm not getting from the item. Yeah, I'm getting rent. I want the Chafetz. I want to use my item. So if it's chalukas achot, I get to use my item half the time. But schiris, I'm never going to get to use my item. You're selling it out to someone else. You're renting out to someone else. That's not fair. I lose out. So it's a machloikas vishreinim, which is better? Is it schiris is better like the Ritva? I'm sorry, is it schiris better like the Ritva? Yes. Or is it chalukas azmanim better like the Rabbeinu Tam? Because chot, I'm getting to use my chayfets personally rather than renting out. Okay, now let's take it. Rabbi, I'm running out of time, so try to hold on off and catches because I'm going to need another few minutes here. All right? And I want to finish this because it's a beautiful cheshbon. So it comes along like this. Let's take it to the next step. What happens if you're faced with a choice where it's, let's say it's a merchitz that we could both use it together. And now someone wants to do chalukas azmanim or schiris. That is a dava pashit. Kulam ke'echad armu with mefurish and the rishainim. There's not one Rishon Mefurish otherwise. They all hold, everyone who discusses it says Mefurish, that Avada Yumishtamishit Beyachad. And it's very Pashit. Because Avada Hishtamishit Beyachad is better than Chalukas Azmanim and better than Schiris. You have the Milo that Rabbeinu Tam had that you're using it personally. And you have the Milo for the Ritva that you're using it constantly together. So Avada using it together personally is better than using it personally, but every other day, chalukas zmanim, it's better than not using personally schiris and using it constantly. So avada hishtamshus biyachad is better than schiris and better than chalukas zmanim. That's mefurish in the Rishonim. Good? Okay, now let's take it to the next step. Just hold off on shailas here. Zok the Rishonim, even if you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you hold that chalukas hazmanim is better, but if it's something that's oimid l'schar, it's something so big that you're drowning in the place. Yeah, you have a merchitz, but the merchitz is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. What are you doing with this pool? It doesn't make sense. Who do you know has such a swimming pool for personal use? It doesn't make sense. It is oimid l'schar. It's something that was made for schar. The shtege is such a large item is for rent. If it's something that's oimid l'schar, then avada, you force schiris. Because that's the chefza. The chefza is something which is oimid l'schar. If you have a house that's so big, you have a hotel, and the guy says, well, I want the hotel for myself. Well, hotel for yourself, you're crazy. It's, what do you think you do with a hotel? You rent it out to people. So then I could force, each one could force each other to rent it out, even though the guy wants to even be mishtamish with himself. Something which is oimid l'schar, you rent out, and that beats, that supersedes, even hishtamshus batzmam, because it's better for both of us to rent it out. Even if you're going to use it yourself, how much could you use already? A small portion of it. If we rent it out, we'll mamish use the chefetz in its totality. We'll use it b'maloye, the ganze chefetz. So memela, each one could force a schiris when it's a dove, which is oimid l'schar, something which is so big, more than the use of the yoshim themselves. That is awesome with Fushin Rishenim. Okay. No, good is tops. But after good, chaluk is really tops when it's a yeshbek. If not, good egot is second. When it's no good egot, if it's something which is oymid l'schar is first. If it's not something that's not oymid l'schar, then it's machloikas yishreinim, which is better, schiris or chalukas azmanim. Now that we have this hakdama, let's go back to the machaba. Let's read over machaba. So, Dr. Machaba, when you don't want to do good egot, Dr. Machaba, then, so I have two pratim in the Mechaba. Tell me which one's right. I could learn the Mechaba like the Ritva, that oimid osi liskar means that it's motzi liskar. I found a renter. I found a tenant. I found someone who's willing to rent it out. If you found someone to rent it out, then schiris is better than chalukas hazmanim, like the Ritva. I could learn the Mechaba like that. Or I could learn the Mechaba that osi liskar doesn't mean just I found someone to rent it out. It's usli liskar. It's oimid liskar. It's something so big. It's a hotel. It's an Olympic sized swimming pool. What do you think you do with this item? You rent it out. So since it's usli liskar, therefore schiris takes precedence over chalukas azmanim. But if it wouldn't be oimid liskar, then chalukas azmanim would be better than schiris. Two pshatim in the mechaba. Asi liska zecha implies more the second shot, but I'm going to prove it to you that it has to be the second shot. Not just the mashmois, I'll prove it to you. Why? Because you see the mechaba starts off that if it's oimid liskar, if it's asi liskar, rent it out. If it's not, then there's a chilek between chatzar and merchitz. Then it's a chilek whether you do chalukas as mana or you mishtamish with it yourself. But if it's osli liskar, then you do schiris even by merchitz, even by sefer tari, even by matzah, even by things that you could use it yourself. If you're going to learn the mechaba, that the mechaba means, osli liskar means that you found a renter, then the mechaba is meraf sinigra. That means the mechaba just said that I could force a schiris even over using it myself. And that no Rishon said. Granted, there's a Beis Aizu who maybe want to entertain that, maybe in a Tshuva Zarosh with everyone's Deicha. But that's it. The Rishonim are Mefurish, Mamish, half a dozen Rishonim Mefurish, that if you could rent, that if you could use it yourself, Avada, that takes precedence over Schiris, even though Schiris might be better than Chalukas Azmanim. And if you're going to learn the Mechaba just Asi Liska means I could find a tenant, that's wild. That means I could force Schiris over us using it, I could bounce you out of using your own item. That's wild. That you can't do. So the Al-Kochok, what the Mechaba means, Osli Liska means, that it's oimid liska, that it's us, it was made, that's lashon, us, it was made to be rented out. It's something so big that it's osli liskar. Memela, aha, very good. If it's osli liskar, then schiris comes first. If it's not osli liskar, and now you're going to want to do schiris, tough on you. I'm going to do chalukas azmanim, because chalukas azmanim is better than schiris like Rabbeinu Tam. And if I could even use it myself, that like America's, then we'll even use it ourselves even before Chalukas Azmanim. So it comes out, Besikim Rabbeisai, just to go over it, it will come out that Chalukas, a real Chalukas, great. And because they Chalukas, good or good. If there's no good or good, then if it's Asli Liskar, if it's Oymid Liskar, then we do schiris. If it's not Oymid Liskar, then we fall back. If we could use it together, we use it together. If we can't use it together, then we're going to do Chalukas Azmanim. That's what comes out of Sifches. I know that we're over time, but I asked if you could give me a couple more minutes. I just want to misayim this inyan. Yeah, mask him. So let me just go back to Sivov. Let's go back to Sivov now. And let's read over Sivov. Just one prat. Sivov says that they yashin the merchit or beis habad. And the mechaber said, osana av liskar, if the father rented it out, or he made it, more literally, he made it to rent out, then the yashim are mechuyiv. Each one could force his chiris and the Yoshim Mamuf Chuyiv to rent it out and Aschal Lemsa, Kozman Shinitzalam Bishutzes. I've had you always had the right to do good organ. But also now, Vlatzma, if the father made it for himself, he used it for himself, then Ein Yocholok of Achav Loiskarism. Then neither could force each other to rent it out. That is the Mechama. So let's go to the first chelik. The first chelik was, if the father, computer means if the father rented it out, then either one could force each other to rent it out. So the million-dollar kasha is, what's going on? If you hold like the Ritva that you can rent it out, beseda. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that chalukas azmanim is better, so how could I force you to rent it out? Just because my father was renting it out? I'm shulded for my father. My father rented out, that was when my father owned it. Now my father was nifna, now I own it. If I own it, I want to use it myself, I want to do chalukas azmanim. How could you force me to rent it? And even like the Ritva is shver, because the Ritva only holds that schiris is better than chalukas azmanim. But here we're talking about a merchitz of beis habad, that if we don't rent it out, we use it ourselves. Like the mechaber continues, we use it ourselves. And everyone holds that usage yourself is better than schiris, right? He yashed a rentable item, but every item beside is in theory rentable, right? It's a question not just whether it was rentable, what the father did ban hoga, that he rented it, not just that it's rentable, because he rented it. But now the schiris is over, so now the kids should take over and let the kids decide what to do. So what's going on? How come over here could I force a schiris, the Oni Besim, who's really stuck, is forcing the usher to rent it out because the father rented it out? How does that work? Everyone holds that Ishtamshis by himself takes precedence over schiris. So on that, there's two basic pratim. There's a few basic pratim, but I'm just going to mention two. And that is, these are the Rishonim. If you learn, remember the Rishonim said that something which is Olympic-sized swimming pool, something which is asan l'schar, it's oimid l'schar, so then you could force the schiris. So they say that this case is talking about where it was asli l'schar, that's the words. It was asli l'schar, not what the, I don't care what the father did. I care what the father made. He made an Olympic-sized swimming pool, that it was oimid l'schar, it was asli l'schar. It's like Urcha de Muzla. Yeah, if he rented out, it means because he made an item that's rentable, that's rented out. So if he did that, it means it's more wise to rent it out than to use it for himself. So that's what the Yashin. So if they Yashin that, they're going to have to rent it out as well, because it's Osli L'Schar. But if it wouldn't be Osli L'Schar, then an Echanami, I could force the Ishtamshis B'Yachad rather than renting it out. That's one. Sorry? Osli L'Schar. Yeah, but even it's Urcha de Muzla Nakad. It means he made it to rent out. It means he rented out. It means it's because he made the decision that it makes more sense to rent it out than to use it himself. It's more profitable. Now, it's true, there's not a perfect, just on Agav, it's not a perfect Svara. It's because, in theory, let's say you have an item that was made for two people. So the father is only one. So he's going to rent it out. Makes more sense to rent it out. But then once he yashim him to his kids, and the kids are two, at this point it might make more sense to use it themselves and renting it out. Okay, but Urka de Musanok, we're assuming that the people are the same, the amount of people are the same. So that's Asan Laska. So then it's very gishmak, very good. But then there's a Russian tour, the Mashmoyz of the tour as well. There's a different set of Rishonim, and they learn that is a special exception to the rule. Because Asan Laskar doesn't mean that it was supersized and it was meant for Skar. No, it means it was small. And just rather the father rented it out. So why could then the Ani force the usher to rent it out? Just because the father rented it out. It's not fair. Right now it's not Oymit to be rented out. They want to use it themselves. The usher could say, I want to use it out. Who cares what my father did? So the Russian tour, it's a special heter for an Ani. If the Ani could use it himself, so then we say, Avada, both of you be mishtamish b'yachad rather than renting it out. But the Ani can't use it himself. He doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the grapes, he doesn't need anything to be pressed. He can't use it himself. He can't use it himself, so but the less brayer, we have to give him the option to rent it out. Because for him, it's a loss to use it himself. I'll give you a dogma, like Bechor and Poshet. We said that by Bechor, he can't rent it out, so that's not an option, because he's going to lose out his chelik ha-bechayra, so then we do chelukas ha-zmanim. Well, here, it's the other way around. The maila that Shtamshis has is because you could use it yourself. Or not, he can't use it himself. So then you have to allow him to rent it out. So then he could force the usher to rent it out. But if we two ashirim, and a chanami, there's nothing doing, there's no renting out. If the two ashirim are going to have to use it together. Like the Mechabataka says in Sivches, when you have a mechit, you're going to have to use it together. You can't invoke a shiris. There's no touching as a schiris, unless it's mamish big, it's made for schiris. But if not made for schiris, no, you're going to have to use it yourself. You can't invoke it. It was a special heter for a nani. Those are rabbis that are two mahalchim in the Rishayim, just to be messiahim. There's really a third mahalach, and that was what you touched on. And that is that when it says over there, asan l'schar, itaka means whatever the father did. The Beis Yosef says this pshat. There's a sheet in the Rishonim, like there is one sheet that they all pounce on. All the Rishonim jump on the sheet. Could be it's a Ramban, but they all pound. There are many Yoin, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Mamish. Everyone jumps on that sheet that who cares what the father, Mordechai, the Taisi, who cares what the father did. But there's one sheet who holds that it depends on what the father did. Kiilu, that is called. You leave it the way it is. So if the father rented it out, and you yashin, rented out Chatzo, then you continue in that and Haga to rent it out. Right, so that's what he's saying. So the Beis Yosef said that that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rav HaMakkah said it's not Pshat in the Rambam. The Rav HaMakkah said Pshat in the Rambam is like the Shainim that Asayim L'Skar means it was supersized and it's Oymid L'Skar. But the Beis Yosef said, no, Pshat in the Rambam is that you go bust it on Hug of the Father. And Mamelo, that really determines it. So then you could have something which is small and it's supposed to be Mishamish B'yachad. But if the father was renting it out, then we continue with that Hanaga. And the Meir Zochin, you see this, like that sheet that we're going to plug into Sivches, the same thing, that when the Mechaber says over here, M'hoya Amakam Osei Liskar, means that the father rented it out. And that's why Schiris is president. But otherwise, in the Hanami, then we go back to the other four, Chalukas Azmanim. Now, if you're doing that already, you could have just said that who cares if the father rented it? Just say they were renting it out till now. To the first year that the Shutra, they were renting it out, and then the L'chayisha status quo, you should continue renting it out until further notice, until you both agree on something else. I don't know why the Nesivis didn't do that. Maybe that's not good enough. Only if the father rented it out. You have to know. Okay, but at the end of the day, even this Pshat, I just want to chazir, but even like this Pshat, that's only because it was a Osli Lisko, because it was till now rented out. But if it's not, then you can't force the skiers. Then Hishtamshis, the Atzma is better. And if you don't do a chance of Asa L'Kachotza, then Chalukas Azmanim is better. So even like this, the halach is like Rebbeinu Tam. The Chalukas Azmanim is better than Schiris, unless it's something, either status quo, or it's something that's superside and it's Oymid Liskar. All right, Rabbi, so next week, we'll end Oit Chazoyim. Akutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.